Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So many different deals.
All of them. Like, just, that speaks to that franchise right now that won a World Series with all those guys, by the way, back in, what was that, 2017, whatever it was?
Yeah.
8 years removed from that, and they got rid of all their best players. It could come and go like that. I thought that team was destined to stick around for a long time, and then they get in their own way, and drama takes over, financial stuff takes over. Good organizations keep good players. And I'm not here to say that the Red Sox have been a bad organization for most of my lifetime. No, they've actually been pretty, like, one of the better ones. Like, they've won a lot of World Series. Since 2000, it's them, who else? The Astros, the Giants, the Cardinals, right? They've been one of the better organizations when it comes to identifying talent, getting the talent, and trying to keep said talent. But as of late, they're kind of like, I'm scratching my head just looking at that situation saying, like, wow. The Giants are actually the team that's taken advantage of a bad situation. They've been the bad organization for the better part of a decade. Now they're the one taking advantage of a bad situation over there.
Well, and for the first time in a long time, they're actually taking on a huge risk.
The
risk of trading youngsters that represent something, the risk of the contract, the risk of the player and his clubhouse fit. Like, there are tremendous amounts of risk. This is not without risk. But you do it every single day.
But the risk, like, even when you say that, like, those players, there's a good chance that we've seen the best of Kyle Harrison. That's a legitimate angle in all this. I know we don't want to poo-poo and kick the guy on his way out. He's got your option to AAA. That's what the Red Sox think about him. He's like, yeah, he's got a ways away, man. Like, he's got a ways away. He can't help that pitching staff, which, off the top of my head, they got who? Walker Buehler and... Who else? I can't name who else is on that Red Sox.
Crochet.
There you go.
Crochet is their best player.
Okay, exactly. But I even said, he's not a household name for a lot of people.
And they traded their catching prospect for him.
That's what I'm saying.
They got Anthony Roman, or Roman Anthony, I always forget.
Roman Anthony.
There you go.
It's a great name.
And a bunch of other young guys.
By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It is Spadoni and Shasky, 1 hour down. This show is flying by today. You know why? Because Rafael Devers is now a San Francisco Giant. We're going to be reacting to it all day long. We want your participation. Call, text, the YouTube chat, 888-957-9570. Joe, let's go back out to the phones.
I've got a list in about 20 minutes. I'm just going to give you what I deem to be, you know, 7 or 8 of the best trades in Giants history.
And you're going to go Giants history, and you know what? We might look back and just say Bay Area sports history, because within the last couple of years, we've referenced them already. But Christian McCaffrey, one of the best at his position, San Francisco 49er, trade. Jimmy Butler, one of the star players, one of the clutchest players in our league, traded for just a couple months ago. And now Rafael Devers, as Clayton Kershaw said yesterday on the broadcast, at worst, a top 10 player, or top 10 hitter, I should say, in the game right now. Take a listen to this. Clayton Kershaw yesterday on ESPN's broadcast, one of the greatest pitchers of all time. Yeah, he means business.
Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. Good, you know, good for Buster, man. He's going for it. You know, I consider Rafi one probably, you know, top 10 hitters in the game at worst. You know, so he's definitely a game changer. It'd be interesting to see what position he plays over there. I know they have a big prospect at first base coming, so it'd be interesting to see if he plays first. Obviously, they have Matt Chapman, who's one of the best in the game at third. So if it's even if he's just DH for however long that contract is, he's. I don't even know what they gave up. I know Harrison was supposed to pitch today, so he's a good one.
And he's a good one.
That was him. She's cute, you know, and like
Trey has a great personality.
Great personality, or great smile. Wow.
I mean, the way he talked about Devers was like, yeah, you make this deal every single day,
right? Actually, listen to that. Clayton Kershaw might be a good like analyst, like going forward, like when he hangs it up, like he might be like a legit guy. Like if I'm ESPN, like. The way he put that down in. Was very tapped into everything.
And one last thing on Kershaw. Seeing him pitch in City Connects at Dodger Stadium just didn't sit right with me.
He missed the pajama ones? Where they were just
the blue on blue?
Yeah, the blue on blue.
I mean, whatever. But, like, it's just, I don't know, man. This whole City Connect thing, we're going to, like, the Red Sox wore the City Connects the other day. It might have been yesterday.
I don't hate those ones, though.
The
I don't
yellow
know. They're
ones,
so
the
different.
Boston Marathon ones.
Well, they're like green now.
Well, no, that's
top.
The green. They
the
have
green
two.
Monster. Oh, so they have
they
two
have
now.
Two. They
okay.
have two.
I like the green monster ones.
They're okay, but it's the Boston Red Sox.
I know. Red is part of the color scheme, right? Richie's in Queens.
What's up, Richie?
Rich.
They did it.
Richie, you got to be
Richie,
so
they
pumped.
Did it.
And they took it from the Sox, Rich.
Yeah, amazing. You know, guys, we talked. I was on last week and said that they had to make a major deal. Kershaw was great because they brought up some minor leaguers. He said, I don't care about minor leaguers. They don't. He said, but, you know, Hicks is okay and Harrison. He said all the right things about Posey. You know, I guess they're going to DH him, there's no doubt. First base will be Flores and Smith because he's done a good job. I was thinking at times Smith's going to have to go to second, I think, eventually. I love Fitz. I think he can add so much, guys, but he's been horrendous with the bat.
He has.
And you're right. I think Adames will pick it up. A guy like Devers, and I think, you know, the clubhouse issue, you know, we've always had positivity in the clubhouse. Guys have come over here and have always expressed how this team, especially with a Posey in charge, I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think he's going to hustle. I think he's going to be an unbelievable asset. And, you know, real end of it, when I think of the big deals, I think of the negative. I go back a little bit before you guys. When Willie was traded in 73, devastating. When Jack Clark was traded in 84, I was really upset about that. And my favorite player of all time, Will Clark, because they gave a contract to Robbie. I love Robbie Thompson, but they didn't sign Will. So to get him at this spot where they are 10 over and their offense has shown little signs and their pitching has been solid, you know, I think Verlander will be back. This is unbelievable. This is something that I don't see any negative thing about it. It's going to add juice to the fan base, and it's going to add juice to the offense. That is absolutely necessary for them to carry it on. So, and Joe, I feel bad about you yesterday. You'll find that nut job that hit your car. Good luck with that.
I appreciate that.
Enjoy, all right?
I appreciate
Thank you,
that. Rich. One thing I will say for anyone that's out there that's listening, we saw another accident down the street on Sutter over here. Now, I'm just going to assume it's drinking and driving because the videos that I've seen are erratic. I have zero tolerance for drinking and driving on 50 different levels. I'm not telling you how to live your life. I'm telling you what our community is demanding. It's like, hey, look, you can catch a Waymo or an Uber anywhere. I have zero tolerance. Had that been my kid out front, for whatever reason, like they could have been killed. Anyone could have been killed. The driver could have been killed. A bunch of girls came home. They lived down the street. That's where I got the video footage from on Tesla. They came home 8 minutes later in an Uber. And literally were in the spot where the car came flying by and came out of the Uber. What if they're getting out of that Uber and that happens? Anyway, so just my little PSA. I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. I'm telling you what our community is demanding. Stop drinking and driving, people that are out there. Drive a little slower. Come on.
One step even above that is just distracted driving, right? And a lot of people are listening to us.
100%.
Driving to work. You're going to be 100%. On a long commute. Just hands-free. Put the phone down. Don't be texting. Don't be any of that stupid stuff. Don't be... You know, the aggressive driving, if you will. I always was taught to drive defensively for my brother, Rob. My parents didn't really teach me as my brother. It actually was better in hindsight. But just be a defensive driver. And you know what? Always be looking to step ahead. Don't be distracted from anything. And yeah, that sucks. That sucks. And I'm sorry that happened. But again, I mentioned that in the text when he told me. I'm just glad you, Michelle,
oh, thank God.
Baby boy, everyone's okay. That's first and foremost. That's what's most important. You can fix a car. You can get a new car. You can't get a new life. You can't fix a broken
no,
life.
No.
No one wants that. So you're okay. And you know what? It's okay. Rafael Devers, Joe. San Francisco Giants.
I know.
It doesn't
totally
take
redeemed.
Away the pain of the car. It takes a little bit of a... It's a little of a morphine shot, if you will. So there you go. It takes a little
like
bit
of... Like in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
You totally redeemed
there
yourself.
There you go. Will is in Marin. He wants to shout out one Buster Posey.
Unbelievable.
And I want to hear all the love for Buster Posey at 888-957-9570.
I mean, we crushed this guy for... I mean, not this guy, but this organization yep. forever. Now they're making moves. Now they're making moves.
I mean, why not make another one? Right, Will?
I don't think they're done.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, shout out Buster Posey for doing more in half of a season than Farhan did in 5 years. Thank you, brother. And I want to just give a shout out for Buster Posey. He's about what he talks about. He said it's time to go, and he got it done. He literally pulled off a trade that you couldn't pull off in MLB The Show. That was absolutely insane. And I am so proud of him. That was such a sick move. Like, it's like you said, it's like I'm actually looking at a lineup now. Like, even during the World Series times, like, yeah, the lineups were pretty cool. But I just feel like more of the time it was, like, hitters timely hitting and guys overperforming. Like, we have a legit slugger, Shasky. We have a guy that's going to drop bombs and possibly drop bombs in the water since Barry Bonds. This is going to be so sick. I'm just really happy for it. I'm pumped. I'm about to go to the ball yard and wanted to shout, but I couldn't because she was on my chest. And when I saw the players for it, I thought it was fake too. And then I saw Passan as well, and I was like, no way. I don't know how he did it. I don't know who Buster Posey knows, but he's a businessman, man, and he made a deal of a lifetime. Thank you, Buster. Shout out, Giants. Let's go, baby.
All right, Will Marin. Jeff Passan. I like how you call him Passan.
There have been some incredible Giants trades over the years. Incredible. Both good and bad for the Giants team. You know, I would like to go through all of these trades and what they did. And then, like, where does this one rank today? We haven't seen anything, but where would you rank it today?
That's a great one. Where would you rank it in the Bay Area, just within the sports teams of the last, I don't know, decade, if you will? Now, we haven't even seen the guy at bat yet, so that remains to be seen, obviously. Hell, Christian McCaffrey went to a freaking Super Bowl as Offensive Player of the Year with the 49ers. Jimmy Butler helped lead this team to the Warriors, that is, all the way to the Western Conference semifinals. Like, it's just a big boy performances from those guys. And I know how it ended with Steph getting hurt, but I think we need to have some perspective of all this. We've had some pretty freaking good trades here in the Bay. And where does this Rafael Devers one rank for you right now? I'm just going to say this. As far as putting both of your balls on the table, if you will, this is the ballsiest trade I've seen from a GM within the last decade. Like, perspective, he's been here less than a year, Buster Posey, in this position. And he already swung this. One of the top pitching prospects in baseball, Kyle Harrison was. He was right behind Paul Skenes. You referenced it. Keith Law had him number two. Keith Law does this thing for a living, man. He knows all about his prospects. Last year, Kyle Harrison was just ranked right behind Paul Skenes and his pitching prospects. Like, he's gone. And they option him immediately to AAA. He's gone. Jordan Hicks, which was a big contract from Farhan Zaidi, gone. Your number one overall pick last year, gone. Sorry, first round pick, not one overall, but you know what I mean. James Tibbs, gone. Another young prospect, Bayo, gone. But you got Eldridge, who's your big dog still. You got Wizenhunt, your big dog still. You got a lot still in the pantry when it comes to prospects in San Francisco. So I don't think they're done. Now, are you going to get a player of Devers caliber, like another Mike Trout? Yeah, probably not. And then you're talking about like $600 million or something ridiculous dollars. Probably not going to do that. But bullpen arms, maybe a catcher, we shall see. One thing I do know is Buster Posey could talk the talk, and he can walk the walk, Joe. We're going to do that as well coming up on the other side. Your top 10 Giants trades, top 7 or top 10? How many trades we got there, Joe?
Well, I've got about 10.
About 10? All
give
right.
Or take.
Let's get into that on the other side. This is going to be brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort. That's
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sound courtesy of Red Sox Radio Network. Back when Rafi Devers was balling on that ass against the Houston Astros and won Justin Verlander in the ALCS back in what, 2017?
2018.
Oh my God. Oh, it's incredible. That's right. He's got a World Series, folks. He's got multiple All-Stars. He's got Silver Sluggers. He brings legitimacy to a lineup that was getting better. Ramos, hey, listen, he might go back-to-back All-Stars. Jung-Hoo Lee, I'm liking what I'm seeing from the leadoff spot. Willie Adames is starting to heat up a little bit. Matt Chapman, you know what you're going to get when he comes back. He's got some power, streaky, but he's got power. Wilmer Flores has been having the pop, and he's been clutch as hell. Add Rafael Devers into that mix? Yeah, now we're cooking with something, Joe. We're cooking with something, and I know you have your top 10 trades and Giants history. We'll get to that.
Classic top 10 for Shasky where there's like 15.
No, but I like that. That's good. And you're a historian of the game, like one Richie in Queens. So we'll get into that. Plus, in about 10 minutes, we're going to play, as we were playing the South Park sound, let me taste your tears, Scott. We're going to taste some Boston tears in about 10 seconds. Not 10 seconds, 10 minutes, because you know what? They're freaking out over in WEEI in Boston, our sister station. They're freaking out. And this is the second time in this calendar year where we've had fan bases from somewhere else freak out about one of their players leaving and coming here to the Bay. Jimmy Butler was one in Miami, and now Rafael Devers in Boston. So we'll get into that in about 10 minutes. But first, I do want to get into your top 10 trades in Giants history as we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And speaking of WEEI, Jermaine Wiggins, one of their morning show hosts over at the Greg Hill Show, is going to be joining us at 8:30 on the River Islands guest line to discuss it from the Boston Red Sox perspective. And once again, if you're just joining us, Rafael Devers traded to the San Francisco Giants. Kyle Harrison, gone. Jordan Hicks, gone. Tibbs, your first rounder from last year, gone. So there you go. I've caught you up.
I love it. You know, when I look at it from a Giants perspective, there have been some monster trades. Baseball's an old sport, and in baseball, more than maybe the other sports, massive trades because of all of the prospects and how long it takes for someone to come through. Like, there's always been a lot of money going back and forth, just in the history of the game, whether it's the Red Sox got rid of Babe Ruth for money reasons, or whether we're talking about them trading Devers right now, the Red Sox, that is. There's always like a lot, like so many different reasons why you get rid of somebody, all right? I just went like, hey, about 15 or so Giants trades all time, big ones, massive ones that have happened, good and bad. Because there's been some good and bad ones. Richie and Queens referenced one of them. Willie Mays getting traded, you know, from the Giants to the Mets, which signified the end of his run here. And you know, whatever. He ended up going actually to the World Series with the Mets. And it's not one of the greatest deals of all time. He was traded for a pitcher.
Played against
the A's. And some cash money. Yeah. The Giants were cash strapped at the time. Yeah. He ended up playing in the World Series against your A's, which you're talking about. May 11th, 1972. You know, not the greatest, not the worst trade. There have been some bad ones. The Giants have been on the other end of some bad ones. I'll give you a couple bad ones real quick. Giants trade away George Foster. He only hit 350 home runs. That happened in 1971. Same year that they traded away Gaylord Perry.
Mm.
All right? Well, probably the worst one of all time is going to be getting rid of Orlando Cepeda for Ray Sadecki. Ray Sadecki goes 32-39. He did have a 3.5 ERA. But Orlando Cepeda goes on to win the MVP the next year.
Yep.
Oh, and while we're at it, they won the World Series, the St. Louis Cardinals. He went on to be a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Now, why did they trade him away? Kind of similar to this Boston situation. They had Willie McCovey and they had Cepeda. They both were first basemen. They tried both of them in the outfield. Neither could play the outfield. They were both first basemen. So they had two guys, one position. There was no DH. It was the 60s. It was probably one of the worst trades ever. Yeah. All right? Another bad one, because people still argue about it to this day, but I don't think it's a bad one. But the Zach Wheeler deal is going to get thrown in there for Carlos Beltran. Let me give you some good ones.
Just
for the
return on investment, I think what it signified is why you still love the trade, because what it meant and what it signaled to the organization.
Yeah.
It's just like Buster Posey. Like, that's why I love these kind of trades, because you know what? They might not work out, but at least you went for it, right? And that Wheeler trade signified that. That's what this Devers one, quite frankly, signifies. But it's not a rental. That's why this one is so much more special.
All right, so the one that's also very controversial to people of a certain age, Jack Clark getting traded away. Now, I actually think this was a good deal. Now, we know Jack Clark went on to play for the St. Louis Cardinals, and they had great success with Whitey Herzog. They got Jose Uribe in the deal. He was your shortstop on a World Series team. The uncle of Juan Uribe, who played for the Giants and won a World Series in the 2010 season.
Jack Clark, by the way, with one of the all-time unibrows. Continue.
Jack Clark, dude. Jack the Ripper. You talk to Giants fans back in the day. Jack the Ripper went at it with Frank Robinson, right fielder. I mean, he was an absolute beast. They tried him at first, not necessarily good. That was kind of a neutral trade for me, even though Jack and Frank Robinson, he didn't want to be here. He hated Candlestick. All right, some of the good ones over the last few years, all right? Freddie Sanchez for Tim Alderson, 2009.
Mm.
Freddie Sanchez, batting champ, great trade for the Giants. He ends up being your starting second baseman for multiple years. You won a World Series with him. It's a great trade. You do that every day.
Sanchez, one of the great batting stances, too.
All of all time. Had a club foot as well.
Yep.
All right, Jason Schmidt traded to the Giants in 2001. Let me read you off what the Giants gave up. John Vanderwall was the headliner. Okay?
Mick who?
Yes. That's who they got as well. Yep. They gave up Armando Rios and Ryan Vogelsong, who ended up coming back to the Giants.
Exactly.
Armando Rios and Ryan Vogelsong.
Well, you remember what happened with Rios in his first game as a Pirate? I don't know if you remember this, Shasky. He got hurt in his first game as a Pirate, which was in San Francisco.
Look at that. It all came full circle immediately for them, too, and not in a good way.
Jason Schmidt went on to have some monster years with the Giants.
He did.
Monster years. It's a great trade. JT Snow for Alan Watson. Alan Watson was a left-handed prospect who wasn't very good, and you got a multi-time Gold Glover who ended up being one of the best first basemen defensively the franchise has ever seen.
And more importantly, one of the great guests here on the Morning Roast, friend of the program, JT Snow.
All right. Let's go a little more recent. These are my top four. These to me are the top four in the last few years. Hunter Pence. The Giants on July 31st, 2012, trade with the Phillies. They give up Nate Sherholtz, Tommy Joseph, and Seth Rosen, and they get Hunter Pence. Now, he only batted like 215, 220 for the Giants, but it was what he did.
Yeah.
The 43 RBIs, the speeches, the sunflower seeds spinning everywhere.
The availability, too. I mean, he was an Iron Man for them.
They admitted later on that they tried to trade for him the year prior in 2011, mm-hmm. which is kind of crazy. All right? Number three. Vita Blue. The A's trading away Vita Blue to their crosstown rival
yeah.
in the Giants. I didn't know this until you dig a little deeper. Vita was great for the Giants, even though they weren't as good. They'd stay in contention. There wasn't a wild card back then. Attendance of the Giants had been so bad, they were in the low 700s. The very next year, after trading in March, the 78 season, they went to 1.7 million for Vita.
Wow.
They traded for the Lincecum of his era in Vita Blue. Okay, I'll say that again. Attendance, 700,000 in 77. 78, 1.7 million.
Mm.
Wow, what a trade.
That goes to show the difference between attendance with those two teams and how quickly things change. Not quickly, but these ebbs and flows. At one point, the A's were the draw here. A couple times in the history of it. They're going to freaking Vegas and the Giants right now. Attendance, everything. It's going to be sky. Just think about the attendance this year real quick, Joe, as we're talking about the Rafael Devers trade in
yeah.
totality. Like, if it was already the place to be this year in the Bay, going to a Giants game, oh, it's going to be sold out left and right, I feel like. Like, this trade does so much for everything. The legitimacy of this team, doubling down on it, it's going to be the place to be. Oracle Park is going to be appointment viewing with Rafael Devers now here. Whenever that guy's up at the plate, Carter's going to be there. Sam's going to be there. You're going to have your phones out, baby. You're going to have your phones out. Woo-hoo! I'm going to go to a game. I'm going to go down there. Maybe this week against the Red Sox.
Now, here's a great example. This is one of the great trades of all time, twice for the Giants. I consider them the same thing because they squeezed the lemon.
Number two.
They got Kevin Mitchell, Dave Dravecki, and Craig Lefferts from the San Diego Padres for Chris Brown, who I caught his home run in 1985 in the Family Pavilion, my first ever baseball.
Chris Brown?
That Chris Brown.
Wow.
Mark Grant, Mark Davis, and Keith Comstock. Kevin Mitchell went on to be the NL MVP in 1989. He had 143 homers for the Giants. In that 89 season where he was MVP, 47 homers, 125 RBIs. Now, no one remembers this, but the guy they traded away to the Padres, Davis, the lefty, Mark Davis won the Cy Young.
Did he really?
Yeah, 44 saves. Look it up, a 1.85 ERA. No one ever brings that up. I couldn't believe it. My jaw dropped.
Oh, wow, you're right.
Isn't that incredible?
1989, by the way, the pride of Livermore, California, Mark Davis. And no, not that Mark Davis, owner of the Las Vegas
Raiders. I'll close the loop on this because I want to get back into Devers and where this Devers trade could rank. The reason why that Kevin Mitchell trade is so big, it gave Will Clark a running mate, and they brought in a guy who became an MVP.
Mm.
Became an MVP. They got the best years out of Kevin Mitchell. Then in 92, they traded him away for Billy Swift, Dave Burba, and Mike Jackson, which fueled their 90s run
Burba.
Because Billy Swift became a 20-game winner in 1993. Now, the number one trade, I think, for most people.
Number one.
And again, you can go back and forth. Some it's Kevin Mitchell, at least in the last 30, 40 years. The Giants trade away Matt Williams and Trent Hubbard in 1996. This was the beginning of the Sabian era after making the deal for J.T. Snow. And he gets back Jeff Kent, Jose Vizcaino, Julian Tavares, Julian, and Joe Roa. Kent also becomes an MVP. Six unbelievable years with Barry Bonds. You pair up Bonds with Kent. It's one of the greatest combinations that this organization's ever seen. And he wins an MVP. You go to a World Series. So that brings me to the Devers deal. I don't know where it's going to end up when it's all said and done. But Joe, listen to all these deals that I've made over the years. You always, almost always, trade prospects for the proven commodity.
Always. Always.
And if you can get an MVP caliber season, doesn't have to be the MVP, but a caliber season like that out of Rafael Devers, I mean, where would it be?
Well, that's why, you know, there's this whole notion of, oh, you can't attract free agents to the Bay Area. The free agents don't want to come here. That trade for them. How many times have we had this conversation? Whether it's the Warriors, whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Niners, Joe, I don't give a damn if you can't attract free agents. Go trade for them. And that's what they did right here, right now. And the fact that there is all these years still remaining on the contract is why it's so awesome if you're a Giants fan. It's not the Chris Bryant trade. It's not a rental.
No.
It's not a Juan Soto deal that the Padres did, right? Carlos Beltran, right? It's not any of those. This guy's locked up through 2033. That's 8 years from now, people. 8 years from now. I'm going to be 40. You're going to be 50 almost, Joe. Like, or 50? Yeah? It's going to be there. It's okay. It's a state of mind. Doesn't matter. 50 is the new 40. Everyone knows that. Like, that's the deal that they just made to get this guy. Now, is he going to live up to it? How does he live up to the contract? That remains to be seen. Like, just showing up here and having that presence in the lineup alone is going to take a load off of everyone else right there. Ramos.
Yes.
Sung-Hoo Lee. Willie Adames, as I've mentioned ad nauseum. 888-957-9570. I want to hear the Giants fans that love this trade. And if you have some reservations about the trade at all, I would love to hear it. Because I'm trying to wrap my head around the negatives. And well, it's really just comes down to, you know, if he's a malcontent or not.
No, here's not negative.
I feel like that's what it is.
Here are the concerns. Here are the because there's always a risk. Like,
and I don't want, like, the injury's a risk with every single trade of all time. The history of the sport, that goes without saying.
This guy's been relatively healthy.
Yes,
but here's what I would say to you. Like, no, there's other risks, right? There's always risks when you make moves. What are the risks? What position is he going to play? Right, that's number one.
I mean, hey, real quick, by the way, shout out to Universal DH. A lot of Giants fans were upset about that. I know Sam still feels some type of way about the NL and the pitchers hitting. This is perfect for them.
Oh no,
could they have made this move if the pitcher was still hitting?
No.
There you go. So shout out to Universal DH. It's official. It's official.
It's why it was so difficult to pull the trigger on Pujols and Vlad Guerrero way back in the day, because you couldn't offer those extra years on the back end saying, oh, you'll just be a DH.
Exactly.
Like, you know, J.D. Martinez, when they missed out on him a few years before, I think he ended up with the Red Sox.
Yep.
There's a lot of guys where they could have gone after and given extra years to, and you're a little more reluctant when you were a National League team.
And now you got the Universal DH in the NL, and you can get a guy like Devers. And again, this isn't like the end-all, be-all. He can have a spot. Hell, he could be third baseman for all we freaking know. Probably not going to happen because you got a platinum glove winner there. But you know what? Chapman's not there for another month. And let's say Devers goes to third base, Joe, and he looks pretty freaking good. And he's hitting well, and everything's going great. Are you going to mess that up?
Well, I'm throwing out, like, are we sure that, like, one of these three guys isn't maybe going to try out second base in the next year and a half? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Like, right? Like, obviously, Devers is a little bulkier than these other two, but, like, are we 100% convinced that Adames and Chapman and Devers are going to stay where they're at and not one of them might consider a second base move?
We got three made men here for the foreseeable future in the infield, at least. We know that for sure. Matt Chapman, Willie Adames,
yes.
Rafael Devers. Everything after that, I don't know. Pick and choose your spots and we'll figure it out.
I'm
and that's
you.
The next, like, question, right? And that's going to be the answer for Buster Posey, Bob Melvin, Manassian, all those guys to figure out what combination is the best going forward. And they got time to do it.
So what are some of the other risks? Like, what position is he going to play? That's a fair one, right?
Sure.
Like, that's a fair one. What attitude does he have coming into this clubhouse? Does he feel valued? That clearly is a part of what really drove the divide between him and Boston. You didn't come to me and let me know that Bregman was coming here? Like, I think he felt that he wasn't given the amount of respect needed. And I think that Posey would have a better way, I'm hoping, of bringing it head on. And I think maybe, I do believe there's a difference when you move teams and you go to a team that already has a gold glover as opposed to, I'm the third baseman and you bring in a gold glover and you don't talk to me. I do think there's a difference.
The whole thing with Boston these last few years, ownership, the GM, it's all been very strange.
I'm shorting them as an organization.
Yeah, no, I'm putting this more on Boston, if anything. But the proof is in the pudding. Like, Mookie Betts is gone. Xander Bogaerts is gone.
Yeah.
Rafael Devers, like, all your main pieces to winning a World Series a few years back, hell, more than a few years, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever the hell it was, like, that's on the Red Sox organization more so than on those players, as far as I'm concerned.
I would agree. But if from, like, again, going back to what other risks are there, Harrison might end up one day becoming the guy that you thought he was going to be here.
I mean.
No, I'm laying out the risks, okay?
Are we, like, regretting the Zach Wheeler thing?
I don't.
Like,
you know I don't.
I mean.
But there are people out there that do. I don't. Now, that was for a rental. This is a guy under team control.
It's all about like perspective of where those Giants teams were at. So when Zach Wheeler ended up actually being good, there was no other good pitchers around him for him. Like the end of Madison Bumgarner, I guess, like great.
He wasn't good till 6 years later.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it didn't matter at that point for the Giants because they were turning a new leaf.
If Kyle Harrison has a Zach Wheeler-like career arc, I don't think anyone here is really going to be that upset about it.
Well, and let me just tell you this. Unless you are Pedro Martinez, almost always I am going to take, like, there's the elite arm, which I will hold out, right? I'm talking Lincecum, Pedro, like Verlander in his prime.
Paul Kershaw, right?
Okay, like, that's what you're hoping. But almost always, if it's between like a number two starter and an everyday player, I'm taking the everyday player.
Absolutely.
Like, and we saw this with the Cespedes, Johnny Lester trade. It's one of the all-time blunders. You lose your middle of the order guy for a guy that's going to pitch every 5 days. I'm always going to lean lineup player.
And as we're talking about this and how hard it is to attract like good hitters, it's not hard to attract good pitchers here.
Yes.
This is a pitcher's ballpark, as we alluded to last week. And a lot of people kept calling in for the this or that. Do you want like the home field that caters to the hitters or to the pitchers? A lot of people are calling in, no. I want the pitcher's park. Okay. So you're going to attract pitchers no matter what. Robbie Ray, let's see if he re-signs this year, right? You got Logan Webb locked up. You're going to be able to get pitching here. What you can't get and what's been hard to get are bats. And you just got one of the top 10 hitters in the game, not my words, Clayton Kershaw words.
And your surplus currently is where?
Pitching,
right?
Yes.
So you're dealing from a position of strength that you already have, which is a good thing. So, but you have to be willing to live with, hey, Kyle Harrison might develop into something. And I'm willing to live
with
that.
Great.
Are you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, yes. He might. But as you've mentioned, I'm taking the everyday player 10 times out of 10 over the guy that's going to pitch every 5 days.
I'm 100% with you. All right, so next one. You have to live with the fact that maybe James Tibbs develops into something.
He might. And that might hurt if he ends up being like a perennial all-star.
All right, but is he going to, right now, you taking him over Ramos and left?
No.
No. So, like, Ramos is my guy right now. Jung Woo Lee signed under a big deal. We're really talking about one position. We're talking about right field.
Yeah.
Okay? And, like, maybe 3 or 4 years from now, he becomes that guy. Like, this team's trying to win right now.
Exactly.
It's go time right now. Go time is not 2 years from now. I've been waiting for way too long. I'm okay with it. And I'm willing to live with the risk that he might one day develop into that guy. Jordan Hicks, like, I don't even know. Is he a reliever or a starter? He's not a starter to me.
He doesn't know what he is. So that tells you all you need to know. I don't even know if the Red Sox know what he is.
And look, Sam, I don't want you to, like, dump on the guy, all right? But, Sam, you have said to me on numerous occasions, there's some weird energy around Jordan Hicks in that clubhouse. Is there not?
I mean, at times, yeah, I kind of felt like, you know, he was kind of doing his own thing at times. I would say that, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm okay
Marches
with it.
Marches to the beat of his own drum.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which is fine.
And
everyone has to fall in line, but you're not that good.
Well, I was going to say, you don't have to fall in line, but you also have to, like, produce if you're going to be that dude. And if you're not going to be that dude and you're not producing, then, yeah, you can kick rocks as far as I'm concerned.
Now,
I don't need any negativity in my clubhouse right now. Not when I got
gonna
really
be playing the San Francisco Giants in San Francisco with their
Oh, cool. There you go.
Here's the another risk that I think is fair. Like, Bob Melvin and different personalities in the clubhouse. That was a problem in San Diego. You know, you bring in some high-priced guys, they start feeling themselves. Now, is that the personnel, specifically the clubhouses in San Diego? Is that Juan Soto? Was that Bob Melvin? Was it a combination of them? Like, I do think that it's fair to wonder, how's this mix going to work? Now, Adamas says that he's known him for 10 years. I trust Adamas. I think we have pretty good leadership currently. Wilmer and Adamas are great leaders. Chapman is a great leader in that clubhouse. I'm hoping that Rafael Devers and everyone can get along. But that's a risk. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'm actually looking right now at Alex Cora, obviously manager for the
Red Sox. I like Alex Cora.
I do, and I'm just looking at, this was from Mass Live from a couple days, June 14th, so literally 2 days ago. Why is Red Sox Rafael Devers taking grounders before games? Alex Cora gives definitive answer. And then he just gave an answer saying, we talk, but he's my DH, Cora said. Let's leave it at that. And then asked if expected Devers to only be at DH for the rest of the season, Cora said yes. And that's it. But Devers was clearly not wanting to do that because he was taking grounders before games still.
This has an NBA feel to it.
It's very...
This is, I'm done playing for you.
Yeah.
Does it not?
Yes. It's very Miami Heat Jimmy Butler-esque. Now,
but this guy's in his prime.
And Jimmy Butler as a personality, just so much different than Rafael Devers, mm-hmm. obviously. And Devers being from the Dominican Republic, obviously. There's layers to all of this. But the fact that he was... Let's just be honest. He's their best player. Like, he is their best player.
Hands down.
Hands down. And he didn't feel appreciated there.
No.
And he wanted to leave.
Let me ask you another element of risk. What is this? Where does this leave Bryce Eldridge? Is he a first baseman? Is Devers your first baseman? Are we just accumulating talent and figuring it out? I kind of like the let's just accumulate talent, figure it out. Does he go to the outfield? Does this stymie him in any way?
It's a great problem to have. How about I answer that?
I agree.
Just figure it out. You know what? If the bat's working, and let's be honest, if JT Snow was saying like he needs to work on his defense, Bryce Eldridge, maybe he is the DH going forward. Who cares? Again, in today's baseball, just hit it, and I'll figure it out.
I'm with
right?
you.
Like, there you go.
Shohei doesn't even play in the field.
He doesn't need to.
He's so good.
Well, and also, he's Shohei.
I hate him so much.
He's also Shohei Ohtani. He's going to be pitching again today. Guy's incredible.
And better not bet on himself.
Always bet on yourself. Joe,
bet on the over.
And he had two home runs over the weekend, two in one game. He's pretty incredible. But you know what? The Giants got their guy now to go up against the Shoheis, the Manny Machados. Rafael Devers brings legitimacy to this lineup that desperately... When's the last time you looked at a Giants roster, or an opposing fan base for that matter, looked at a Giants lineup every day and said, wow, I actually kind of have to fear that guy. Like, when's the last time? When Buster Posey was there? That's it.
And let's call it what it is. Buster's a all-time player. Devers is a better hitter in terms of power than Buster Posey.
Yes, and there's nothing... There's
Buster, batting average, was a very good contact guy. Yes. Hit those. Like, I want Buster on my team every day. But Buster's a Hall of Fame catcher, and how I view offensive production from that position is different. Devers is a Hall of Fame hitter.
Yes. He's that freaking
That's
good.
The kind of bat you're looking at
and
here.
He's a lefty. That's a lefty.
I know.
That helps.
I mean, he's on pace for 3,000 hits.
If
he stays around into his late 30s.
Again, we were talking about Manny Machado being like the last guy to even like touch that. Like, no, Rafael Devers, you're right, is right there. He's 28 years old.
When you watch the lineup over the weekend, Friday night in particular, it goes Shohei, Mookie, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith,
Teoscar Hernandez.
What's the other guy's name? Come on.
Pajes.
Max Muncy. I mean, It's a relentless lineup. Now I look at the Giants lineup and I say, it may not be as prolific. Jung-Hoo Lee, Adames, Devers, Ramos, Chapman, Wilmer. That's a freaking great six.
It is.
That's a great six.
They all have the potential to go deep too.
Now, hypothetically, in this world, as we talk about Bryce Eldridge, let's say he does come up at some point. There's like no pressure for this guy.
None.
Like none. Jung-Hoo's got more pressure. Adames has more pressure. Devers, Ramos, Chapman, Wilmer. I mean, God, we're sitting in a position of strength right now. This could not have gone better if you're a Giants fan.
Oh, it could not have gone better if you're a Giants fan. It could not have gotten worse if you're a Boston Red Sox fan.
Why do you say that?
Because they're upset, to say the least. You know, Boston, they're sports fans. We got a taste of it a couple years ago when the Warriors took them out in six at the guy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Auden, you were there, Joe. You were loving every single second of it. You know that fan base.
Oh, yeah, they're the worst.
Let's hear it.
Second only to Philly.
Hey, Giants fans, you want to taste some Boston Red Sox tears this morning? Well, here you go.
What are you trying to show these younger guys? Just brought up these two rookies here. You really want them around Devers in that whole situation right now? So I get it. People are fired up. People are upset. You got to think about the locker room and what they're doing. And Alex Cora's got a vision, and you got to think he's married with Craig Breslow at some point, and that's not blind to it.
What I would like to see whenever they have a press conference about trading Devers away, that they come forward and say, look, we appreciate everything that he's done. He was part of a World Series team, but we cannot have players not doing what management asks them to do. And I think that's the problem.
I didn't like his attitude either. But, you know, let's be realistic. Athletes, a lot of times these days, are like children. When you're a parent, you pick your battles with your kids. This was a battle that I don't think should have needed to be made, because Devers is not a good fielder. He wasn't any good fielding at third, and I don't think he would have been any better fielding at first.
He's entitled, me. I mean, from the beginning of training camp, he came in terribly out of shape. You have an organization that gave you $30 million a year, $300 million. Where was the respect he showed to the Red Sox and their fans? Coming into shape, coming into camp so out of shape that they couldn't even put him on the field. I mean, it was ridiculous from the start. I was in the game last night. There wasn't a person there, I'm not kidding you, within 20 feet of me that had a good thing to say about him. When he was getting up, I mean, nobody, it's just, you know, like when you were talking about Judge coming to the plate, you know, you have that feeling when he comes there. I never had that feeling with him.
The amount of coping in these calls.
The copium.
So this is Boston WEEI callers calling in and basically crushing this guy on the way out the door.
That's exactly what it is. And we're going to have one of the hosts at WEEI, Jermaine Wiggins, joining us at 8:30, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. And I want to get his thoughts on all of this, right? Former athlete. And that whole situation between Alex Cora, Craig Breslow, and that's another thing on this. The general manager, president of baseball operations, whatever his title is over in Boston, Craig Breslow, though, and getting this done and being a former player, a guy that's, you know, pitched against Buster Posey in his career, clearly a relationship between both of those guys. I think that's important in all of this. I don't know what Farhan Zaidi's relationship was with some of these other GMs and president of baseball operations guys around the league, Joe. I really don't know what it was.
Yeah, but he also was unwilling to even discuss trading any of his prospects at any point. Name one legit prospect that he even discussed trading. Not a lot. They didn't trade any of them, but
Caleb Killian.
Yeah, who?
Who?
Exactly. Caleb Killian.
Who?
Yeah. Exactly. That's
Farhan would never have gotten, like, the whole, like, where is everyone going to play thing. Farhan would still be hung up on that right now if this was last year.
No, they'd still be looking for a shortstop.
They'd still be looking for a shortstop.
And we try to convince us that Brett Wisely is the answer.
And who knows what they were going to do at third. Trying to convince us Brett Wisely is the answer. That's so true.
Again,
That text I got from people, Brett Wisely 2.0's arrived.
It's June 16th. You just acquired Rafael Devers. You're in the second spot of the NL wild card. You have the third highest run differential, check that, fourth highest in run differential in the National League. But first, when it comes to all those NL wild card contenders, like, you're right there. You're two games back of the Dodgers for the NL West. This is a move that signifies to me we are not satisfied with just being a wild card team. We feel like we could go up against the Dodgers, beat them, and we're going to double down and do this move to signify that. I can now, if I'm a Giants fan, legitimately go into a series and say, you know what? I have the bats to compete, and I know I have the pitching that is, more often than not, better than the opposition's pitching
100%.
In the division when it comes to the Padres, when it comes to the D-backs, and when it comes to the freaking L.A. Dodgers, who we even referenced. Their injury report on Friday, there's like 10 guys on that injury report pitching. But we know what the bread and butter is for that team. It's the bats. And that's what, you know what? You even referenced it, Joe. I didn't even think about it. Just the timing of it all. And they've said, Buster Posey said they've been working on this for weeks. So it might have just been, you know, circumstance when it came to you know, the announcement yesterday. But the fact that it came the day after you got absolutely destroyed by that lineup, it was refreshing to see the pivot and saying, wow, we just got freaking Rafael Devers to add with Ramos, Adames, Chapman, Lee. It sends a signal to the fan base, to the clubhouse, to the region of belief. There's belief in this team from Buster Posey, and it's refreshing to see because I never felt like Farhan ever believed this team. I just never felt it from a fan's perspective.
No, I totally agree. This really feels like, to me, like at the end, I don't know if you remember, but 2018, they went after Giancarlo Stanton. The Giants.
And he was like, was he Mike then?
You can have this guy, but you can't have that guy. We'll maybe do this and maybe do that. And the Marlins didn't want any of their pieces. And it was all about, like, how much money are you going to take on? And look, if you look at who the Yankees traded, they lost nobody. They lost no one in the Giancarlo Stanton trade. Very different players. But, like, if you're the Yankees, you do that deal every single day and then some.
Yes, because they're the Yankees. They're expected to do that.
Absolutely. This deal reminds me of that deal in the sense of, like, you had pieces that they wanted. You executed the deal. You took on all the money. This is what the Yankees would have done. This is what the Dodgers would have done.
The NL West
is loaded.
Honestly, has a just Western Conference feel to it, to do an NBA analogy, where you need to have a star.
No, Joe, it feels like the NFL. No, it feels like the NFL. This division feels like the NFL, meaning everyone is all in every year.
Well, no, for sure, but more so like...
You're talking about stacked division.
I'm talking about stacked division and just
Rockies.
Doing... Thank you.
And
every you know, the San Antonio Spurs
and
of the world.
Rockies.
I know.
You got to have the Kings
in there.
You got
to have the Utah Jazz in there.
Yeah,
like, that's the
Jazz.
That's
there you
exactly
go.
What that
I
is.
I was thinking Sacramento Kings.
But I use that because I am doing like the Jimmy Butler, you know, comparison to all this because the Warriors knew they were in a conference. Well, that's not the East. Where I couldn't be an Atlanta Hawks or a Miami Heat and just skate by and be 8 games under 500 and still have a wild card.
Yeah.
No, I'm the 10th spot when I'm 500. And if I don't win here these next few weeks, I'm going to be out. And then all of a sudden the question starts to come, does Steph want to be here? Like, that's the back of everyone's minds. And the fact that you went and got Jimmy Butler, if you're Mike Dunleavy, it was a signal to the fan base and to the rest of the team that says we have belief in this core still, and we're doubling down on the Kerr, Draymond, Steph, Jimmy Butler era now with these next 2 years. Now, I got Willie Adames locked up for the next 5 years. We got, you know, Chapman, 5 years, like, I think it's like at least 5 years for me. That's like, this word, I'm sending this whole thing, like, there is a future now I can be excited about.
If you're a young kid, 3 years ago, we would say, whose jersey would you get? You got Jung-Hoo Lee, you got Adames,
Chapman.
You got Devers, Ramos, Chapman.
Webb.
I haven't even gotten out of Bryce Eldridge. I haven't gotten to Logan Webb.
Yeah. Well, Eldridge will still, like, I'm always, the prospect
me
of
out,
me
though.
Is iffy. Yeah.
That's like 6 guys, and 3 years ago, there wasn't one guy who you'd say, I would buy my jersey for them, for my son.
Right.
There are 6 guys for them to choose from.
I know.
It's going to be fewer number 5 jerseys in the stands now.
Oh. Number 5 is Yastrzemski.
Oreo Cookie is in Oakland, wants to join the conversation. Oreo, how are you feeling about this Giants trade?
Hey, what up, fellas? Thank you guys for taking my phone call. coming out of hibernation here, man. I don't like to call during Giants season. I'm an A's fan. Y'all know that. I roll up Canseco-sized joints in my throwback jersey. You feel me?
Right.
But I am an A's fan first and a baseball fan second. This is a great trade for Buster Posey. I had to call in to give Buster his props. He stole the guy from him, man. Like, Boston, I wonder what the other deals were, man. Like, this one really wasn't much to think about, man. They gave us some prospects, and I think what it came down to is the Giants coming up with the rest of his cash. I think that's would probably get it, but I'm just curious to see what other trades were out there that Boston was saying no to. And real quick, Spadoni, you're an A's fan. I know you put your A's
card. Hold on, Oreo. Hold on. I was an A's fan.
They left.
I don't know anymore. I am Rob Lowe wearing the baseball hat. All right? I'm a fan of the game. How about that?
Hey, I feel you, man, but I've been hearing you say we a lot. So that's why I call it. Hold on.
Back up, Oreo. Let him finish. I'll let you finish, Oreo. I said, if I'm a Giants fan this morning. Okay? All right? I'm a fan of baseball. And you know what?
Hypotheticals.
And you know what? Honestly, like, I don't even care if you are an A's fan in all this. You just got to respect the move from Buster Posey's perspective.
Yeah.
As you're doing, Oreo.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call because we're up against it. We got the injury report coming on here. Like, if you're just a fan of the game, like even from a Red Sox perspective, I know the fans are all upset about it. I'm sure they're getting callers saying, we only got that? We just got swindled from a guy that's been the president of baseball operations for 2 seconds? That guy has had a better trade than we've had the last 6 years?
I can't think of outside of Sabian, a guy who joined the team as a front office guy and has put his own mark on the team so quickly. It took John Lynch a couple years.
Like Dunleavy, like he did make a trade that he was forced to in a way, trading away Jordan Poole and bringing Chris Paul. That was a deal where people looked at it like, seriously, like that's the move? You got Chris Paul? So it was a different kind of trade, but it was a trade that got everyone's attention saying, whoa, like what? But not to this level.
He just brought in the best player on the team.
And that was a glorified salary dump that they were doing.
He just brought in the best player on the team.
Yeah.
This is very Jimmy G-esque with actually a track record.
That's a good one. Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah. Where does it rank in the Bay Area trade?
I'm as shocked at this deal as I was about the CMC deal. Like, the shock is the exact same level.
What was more shocking to you?
It might be more, but you know what? It actually might be more, and the reason why I say that, because I just didn't think the Giants could pull off one of these deals.
I'm going the one that's more in this calendar year. What was more shocking to you, the Jimmy Butler one or Rafael Devers? 888-957-9570. We'll get into that on the other side.
That's a great
question. Plus Jermaine Wiggins at 8:30, co-host of the Greg Hill Show, WEEI in the morning. We want to hear from the people here. 888-957-9570. Call, text, hit us up on YouTube. How are we feeling about Rafael Devers being a San Francisco Giant? And do you have any trepidation about it and how things ended up in Boston, how it got so bad? People were questioning the weight, all of that. Are you questioning this move? Giants fans, are you? I'm not questioning the injury report, though. That much I do.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
The Giants did get some good news over the weekend, though, in the form of a Matt Chapman hand injury update. After visiting hand specialist Dr. Stephen Shin on Friday, Chapman was given positive news on the healing progression of his sprained right hand. He will be wearing a splint on his right hand for the next week, at which point he will be able to begin the rehab process. While Chapman said he thinks he could be back in 3 to 4 weeks, the Giants are not providing an official timetable on when they expect him to be back on the field. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Halfway home here on a Monday, Rafael Devers. He is a San Francisco Giant. The Bay Area has seen two major trades happen in this calendar year. And which one was more shocking to you? Was it the Jimmy Butler trade or is it Rafael Devers trade coming on Father's Day yesterday? We'll discuss that on the other side. Plus more of your calls, more of your texts. Spadoni and Chasky, it's 95.7 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.